AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Testifying before a House committee on Jeffrey Epstein is a former First Lady. Here's the AP's Donna Warder.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has told the House Oversight Committee she had no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell's crimes. Clinton and former President Bill Clinton are sitting down for 2 days of depositions in their hometown of Chappaqua, New York. Republican Committee Chairman James Comer says the committee is not singling out the Clintons.
The Democrats voted to subpoena the Clintons. The Democrats voted with the Republicans to hold the Clintons in contempt. Mm-hmm. So the Democrats have just as many questions for the Clintons.
Several photos of the former president were included in the first batch of released Epstein files, and Maxwell attended Chelsea Clinton's 2010 wedding. I'm Donna Warder.
Virginia Democrat James Waukesha is on that committee.
My fear is we're here today as part of a political exercise, part of a long-running fever dream where Republicans want to lock up Secretary Clinton.
Iran and the U.S. are holding another round of indirect talks in Geneva. The negotiations are aimed at reaching a deal on Tehran's nuclear program and potentially averting another war as the U.S. gathers a massive fleet of aircraft and warships in the Middle East. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly says Iran cannot have nuclear weapons, but he's worried about what's next.
My concern is an escalation, a wider war. You know, the Iranians do have options. They still have a lot of ballistic missiles that they could use against targets in the region. It puts Israel at risk.
A federal judge has rejected a preservationist group's request to block the Trump administration from continuing construction of a $400 million ballroom where it demolished the east wing of the White House. The judge ruled the National Trust for Historic Preservation was unlikely to succeed on the merits of its bid to temporarily stop the project. This is AP News. Treasury Department is threatening to cut off a small Swiss bank.
Over alleged illicit ties to Iran and Russia, Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network has proposed a rule that blocks U.S. banks from doing business with MBEAR Merchant Bank. The U.S. Treasury says MBEAR funnels more than $100 million through the U.S. system for Iranian and Russian criminals and accuses the bank of money laundering and terrorist financing. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is warning other banks to stay clear. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A ground-dwelling bird known for its elaborate mating dances on the southern Great Plains will no longer be federally protected. That's after the Trump administration agreed with three states and the beef and petroleum industries. The lesser prairie chicken was improperly listed under the Endangered Species Act. Its population has declined. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.